Being a human blockhead means tilting your head back and hammering nails, spikes, and ice picks up your nose. That's what Melvin Burkhardt did most of his life, for Ringling Brothers Circus, on the Coney Island Boardwalk, and in carnival sideshows across the country. When I first met Melvin in his trailer home in Florida, he was 86, and one of the first things he did was get out his hammer.
Here's a 20-penny spike, 50-cent hammer, and a no-sense head. I'm going to drive a spike in my head. Watch. You can see that it's only entering a little bit there. But then as you hit it and control that hitting, it's going further and further, see?
Oh, gosh.
You've got it in there now. And then you can control exactly how far it's going to go.
How far is it in now?
That far.
What's that, about 4 inches?
I'd say it was near five.
Melvin's spikes were real. The trick was they went from Melvin's nose down into his throat passage. As a teenager, Melvin had been an aspiring boxer, but after no wins and 6 losses, Melvin's nose required an operation. 13 bone fragments were removed. It ended his boxing career, but Melvin always said it allowed him to become not just a good, but a great human blockhead.
Everybody else now tries to imitate me. Don't get me wrong. I'm still considered the top, see, of the human blockheads.
The Mandarin of China with double eyes, Charlotte the Ape Woman, the Pig-Faced Man, and the Mule-Faced Woman, Betty Lou, who had her baby sister growing from her abdomen, Christine, the girl with the alligator skin.
Melvin Burkhardt lived outside Gibsonton, Florida, where many carnival performers spent the off-season and later retired. Now the sideshows have disappeared, and many of the old performers have died. The Ossified Woman, Jeannie the Half-Girl, Grady the Lobster Boy.
From Hunan Province, China, the giant girl, alive, she stood over 9 feet tall. And
Melvin the human blockhead was one of the last of the old-time carnival sideshow performers. He died at 94 years old.
And the strange merman, half animal and half fish, the only one in captivity.
I'm Joe Richmond.
No waiting. Stay as long as you wish until you're satisfied. Alive, 226-pound monster snake, alive inside the fence.